Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest, Biddy and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. We're about a month away from training camp 2025. As you all know by now, mini camp's over. That's in the rearview mirror. Now it's about getting ready, working out, getting yourself in optimum shape, getting ready to start a 2025 season that has great hopes here in the Charm City. Super Bowl or bust, let's call it like it is, for the Baltimore Ravens. But another piece was added to Zach Ertz's defense. Malachi Starks, first-round draft pick. It's expected to be a loaded defensive backfield. Here's one of the guys that makes it loaded, Kyle Hamilton, talking about developing a relationship with the rookie.
I mean, I feel like in camp it's going to be a big thing because there's so much you're doing every day. You know, everybody's messing up every day. Everybody's making good plays every day. So watching that stuff on a daily basis, it's kind of hard now. People in and out, 2 days, mini camp. But I think I'll probably talk to him, and we'll do not just me and Malachi, but everybody in the DB room, defense. We'll have group stuff going on so we can all be on the same page.
I think, you know, the biggest thing, Bob, I mean, when you look at the names that they have in their secondary and the addition of Malachi, you know, with Kyle Hamilton, and then you look at the interceptions that they had last year. I mean, Humphrey had 6, which was great. But, I mean, Hamilton had 1. Darius Washington had 2. Wiggins had 1. So, in the safety group, they had a total of 3. Whereas Geno Stone, the year before, I think he had, 8 by himself. So, they need a lot more production from this group is too talented not to get interceptions. I mean, Wiggins had 1 as a corner.
And that Humphrey, was late in the season, too.
Yeah, and Humphrey had 6. Otherwise, Bob, not another corner had a pick. So, I mean, that's something. I mean, Brandon Stevens, he couldn't catch. So, I mean, that's not a shocker. But these guys got to get hands on balls. And we've heard Marlon talk about it, too, that they need to get turnovers. They need to get some fumbles. They need to get some interceptions. I mean, you've mentioned it a million times. Hamilton dropped the Cleveland one? 3 times.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so they've got to catch the football. And, you know, with Jair and, you know, all these guys that they've got and TJ Tam, they've got guys now that are talented ball hawks. Malachi is a ball hawk type guy, watching him. TJ Tampa, he had interceptions the last couple of days. Wiggins had a pick the other day. So, I mean, and Humphrey has, you know, these guys can get hands on ball, and they do have ball skills.
Here's Kyle Hamilton, Zach Orr, guy that was under the microscope a year ago at this time and early in the season, as the defense did not play as expected, but things really did stabilize. Dean Pease certainly had a lot to do with it. Now it is Chuck Pagano coming in, but here's Hamilton talking about Zach Orr year 1 versus year 2.
It's different being on position coach. I mean, I'm speaking for him right now, but being a position coach in a DC, you know, obviously we had some tough losses in the past when he was a DC or LB's, or when he was an LB's coach. And but as a DC, you kind of, I feel like you take those losses more on your back, on your shoulders. So I think he's come back this year with a great outlook. You know, we have that scar tissue from last year, and it's going to be good for us going into this year. And just the way he commands the room, you can tell there's a difference in confidence in him and everybody in the room. And you know, he puts that confidence in us. So we follow his lead, and he's done a great job so far.
I would imagine that he is much more confident, you know, this year, because they finished strong at the end of the year. And, you know, and Kyle was talking about, you know, if you're a position coach, you know, you're worried about, like when he was linebacker coach, all right, our defense played crappy, but my guys did good. Or you feel like hell if your group is the one responsible, you know, but when you got, when you're responsible for that whole defense, you're graded by W's and L's, and you're graded by stats on how your defense plays. And when, you know, you're 32nd, you know, week one, 32nd, week two, you're 32nd, you feel like crap because everybody's talking about it, and everybody sees the numbers. You know, we're last, and that is not a good thing. You know, and then I think that's why everybody talks like at the end of the year, at least, you know, Ravens people-wise is, you know, with the last seven games or whatever it was, we were in the top five defensively. I mean, you know, look at the positives, not the negatives. And I think that's the thing that Zach probably has grown a lot, and probably just his confidence-wise, he's grown a lot just because the things that they did, they had success with, where before they weren't having success. And then, you know, I mean, you're first-time coordinator and you're responsible for all that, and it's not doing well. You know, the head coach is beating down on you because he's getting asked questions. Zach, what the hell is going on? And then all of a sudden, you know, Harbs, I guarantee you Harbs was in those defensive meetings quite a bit.
News from the Nest here on this Monday, Vinny and Andy, 105. So the Fed, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass, Ravens last week did add a potential fancy piece to the defensive backfield equation. Two-time Pro Bowler Jair Alexander. So, Marlon, what do you think of this one?
I asked him if he deleted Instagram because I was going to DM him. We talked a little last year when we had the joint practice, but then I couldn't find him on Instagram. So I asked him, did he delete his Instagram? And he said yes. So, yeah, but, yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. I think we did kind of speak on teaming up last year, but obviously, you know, he was like, I'm here. And I was like, well, I'm probably not leaving here either. So it ended up working out, but really excited. I think you can – a quote that's never been said and probably will never be said in NFL history is we got too many corners that can cover. So I think that's a great problem to have, and really excited to for that addition.
And that, you know, the thing is, you know, having Jair Alexander, is he a talented guy? Yes. He gets a lot of pass defense. He gets his hands on a lot of balls, you know, and he's been a Pro Bowler and everything else. Now, like with him, with Armour David, got to stay healthy. You know, he's Jair, he's played seven games the last 2 years. So can he stay healthy? And Bob, maybe because, you know, Marlon and Wiggins are the starters, and he comes in and nickel and dime. And, you know, when Marlon goes inside and he doesn't have to play, you know, on first downs and stuff, maybe that's better for him to get to 17 games.
And finally, you mentioned the turnovers there, Vinny, and trying to get more. Marlon Humphrey certainly knows that better than anyone right now, I guess.
The Bills had, I think, 3 turnovers. The Ravens had 0. And that right there, I think, is a that's just to tell the story. The percentages. 3 turnovers are more than likely going to win the game. 2 turnovers are more than likely going to win the game. Even 1 turnover, you're more than likely going to win the game if the other team has 0. So that's the one thing that's pretty evident. It doesn't really matter how good you play defensively. If you can't get the football, you're not playing good enough. And so that's the biggest thing to harp on.
And I totally agree. And Bob, the thing about it is how about fourth quarter turnovers? 2 fourth quarter turnovers. I mean, if that's not a killer, because that takes away 2 possessions, you know. And then defensively, I would have loved to see Andrews catch the ball and see if the defense, you know, could have held on, could have closed it out for him. That would have been pretty interesting, you know, to see. But, you know, like he said, they need to get more turnovers. And, you know, and we didn't play good enough if we didn't get turnovers. You know, the offense, you know, unfortunately turned it over 3 times.
Video at 81057 The Fan. We'll come back, count some dough, hopefully, with buy or sell, and talk about the plentiful sports subjects on this Monday. Steve Molesky, talk Orioles with him as the Birds come home after a 3-4 road trip to Tampa and New York. NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. Talk more about this Ravens positional depth in that secondary. Alexander's in. Who could be out? Stick around for that. American League East report at 1:15. Only one American League East team won a series over the weekend. I'll tell you who it was if you don't know already. Sean Devaney talking about the NBA championship decided last night. OKC, Halliburton's injury means what for the Pacers now in their offseason. And the NBA draft is only 2 days away. Oh, and there was a blockbuster trade. So plenty to get to with Sean from Heavy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
.com.
Are you buying
straight cash, homie,
or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Monday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw's other side of the glass. Talk Orioles, Steve Molesky, bottom of the hour. Got NFL lunch coming your way, 1 o'clock. Talk more about the Ravens' defensive backfield. Maybe the best in the NFL on paper, but boy, we've danced that dance before. American League East report at 1:15, and NBA talk with Sean Devaney from Heavy.com. Season's over, draft is 2 days, blockbuster trade. No shortage of news there. But let's count some money first, shall we? By ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, the market's pretty flat. The Dow's up 16, the S&P's up 12, the NASDAQ is up 48, DraftKings is up 49 cents. Under Armour's down 11 cents to 648.
We'll start here today, actually, in the NHL. Some news coming out of the league after last week, the Stanley Cup final came to an end. Connor McDavid and the Oilers, well, they came up short yet again this year. So what's next for the league's best player? Well, he has 1 year remaining on his contract. He's eligible to sign another one here soon. But according to him, he's in no rush to make a decision on how he wants to approach his future. The Stanley Cup loss still fresh when he was asked about this, but the speculation now begins as he's failed to get over the hump as the unquestioned best player in the sport multiple years running at this point. Buy or sell, Vinny, McDavid will play next season on an expiring deal to keep his options open for free agency.
I'm going to sell it. I'm going to sell that. You know, I heard his interview, you know, and he said that he was going to take his time. And then I heard Bowman, who's the GM, he talked Saturday, and he says that we're ready to meet whenever he wants, wherever he wants to meet, we'll meet him. You know, so, I mean, they would like to get something done, probably be like a, you know, he may want a shorter deal. They may want 8 years or something to lock him up till the end. But, you know, the cap's going up there. He's probably going to make 16, 17, 18 million a year. He's going to be the highest paid guy, but I think they want to get something done. You know, I think that he'll end up doing a deal there.
Over to baseball, Cal Raleigh in Seattle. Boy, he just won't quit. Already racked up 30 homers on the season. That's impressive for any player, but especially for a catcher. Already setting the record at his position for most homers pre-All-Star break. So looking forward, he's got his sights set on Salvador Perez's all-time catcher record from a few years ago, 48 homers in a year. How about farther than that? His current pace would get him past that, but buy or sell, Bob, Raleigh will not only break Perez's market catcher, but the Mariners franchise record of 56 homers set by Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, man, he is cooking. What's he, at 30 right now?
Already at 30.
Yeah, homered a couple of times in one game, a couple of nights ago. Passed Johnny Bench's record, by the way, set back in 1970 for a pre-All-Star game. Home runs, 56. That would mean he needs 26, 27 to pass. I'll buy it. It's on a heater. Everybody goes through the peaks and valleys. He hadn't hit his valley yet. He's been in a season-long peak. He's going to run away. He's 31 homers now. He's good to be the starting catcher in the All-Star game, and rightfully so. Seattle's still clanking around, a little wild card fun. Yes, I'm buying it, Nolan. I'm feeling it with his trident and everything.
Don't do the home run derby, Nolan.
No. Well, none of the stars want to do it. Judge already backed out again this year. I heard it's tough sledding trying to get guys to participate.
Remember last year, Gunner was like, yikes.
Yeah.
He was like, dude. Because Adley actually did well a couple years ago. Lost to Luis Robert.
Switch hitting at that.
Yep.
Let's see. Over to the NFL here. The Cowboys, well, they'll need a lot out of Dak Prescott in 2025. But his supporting cast also a lot of pressure on them as well. Maybe especially at tight end, where things were a little underwhelming last year. Looking at Jake Ferguson, just 3 years into his career, very up and down. He was a Pro Bowler in 2023, seemed to have a ton of upside at the time, but followed it up last year with under 500 yards and no touchdowns in 14 games. So as he prepares for a contract year, the team and everyone else is left asking which version of Ferguson is the real one. Are you buying or selling, Vinny, that Ferguson is closer to the average tight end we saw last year rather than the Pro Bowler in 23?
I think he'll be the Pro Bowler. Dak being out hurts him a lot. Having better receivers around, you know, that helps him. Having a run game and having an offensive line that's worth crap probably helps him a lot, too. So, you know, and his health. I like Jake Ferguson. Good kid. Wisconsin kid, Barry Alvarez's grandson. I think he'll be back to his normal self.
Last topic today deals with the Orioles. They decided to send Yennier Cano down to AAA over the weekend. Comes after his recent struggles were a major factor in that crushing loss to Tampa last week where they blew the big lead. But overall, his numbers really not what they were last year or in 2023. When asked about it, Tony Mancelino tried to paint it as a move to just add a fresh arm as the team finds themselves in an extended stretch without an off day. And since he is one of, I believe, just three guys in the pen with options, the only one in that group that you would even consider sending down, that's how they landed on that decision. But are you buying or selling, Bob, that Cano is back in the majors as soon as he's eligible in 15 days?
I don't know about that. I'll sell that, but he'll be back. And the irony is he struck out the side in his last appearance on Saturday. But yeah, he was bad in May. Up until the debacle last week against Tampa, was pitching well in June, but just kind of bottomed out. Maybe he's gassed. Manzolino also said maybe tweaked something in his delivery mechanically to get him back to where he was. 2 years ago, he was an all-star for the Orioles and was part of that trade where the Birds were fleecing people at the trade deadline in 2022. But if they want to accomplish whatever it is they're trying to accomplish right now, Yennier Cano is going to be a big part of it. Hopefully in the second half of the season. So there you go. Because when he's dealing, wiffle balls. He's throwing wiffle balls up there. And the ground balls galore. He's getting things up in his zone. He's getting pounded. And, you know, now he's got to regroup, get it together a little bit. We'll talk about that subject and more with Steve Molesky. Coming up in a matter of minutes, our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan. Out of fall lunch coming up at 1. American League East report at 1:15. Orioles go to New York, and it did not go well. Well, it did on Friday, but after that, not so much. Sean Devaney, Heavy.com, talking about the NBA regular season, done. Playoff, done. Champions crowned. Trades happening. Draft is in 2 days. So Sean's got plenty on his plate, and we're going to talk about what it is coming up later.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Show on the Window Nation guest hotline, Steve Molesky. Steve, what's up?
Hey, Bob, how you be?
I'm feeling stronger every day, Steve. You dig where I'm coming from.
Me too.
Yeah. All right, Sammy Bisaya. We heard Manzolino Saturday said it's not happening. So he's kicking down doors and whatever that means, walking tall style. You've been following him since he became a member of this Orioles organization. How close is he? It is 2025. Is it too much to ask for him to come up at some point and show that he belongs in the black and orange?
Not at some point, but it doesn't seem that this is the point. Unless the Orioles have a radical change of heart in the last 24 hours. And so I kind of agree with what Mancelino said. And I went back and looked over the, you know, last year late, he got to AAA, and this year had some injuries early. So he's only caught about 25 AAA games. So I'm guessing they want him to get about 50 or 70 or 80 in the tank there, keep building on his base. I mean, they put a tweet out the other night, Norfolk, of a throw he made to second that was just incredible. So he's having a huge year, Bob. He's hitting homers at a greater rate than he ever has. His OPS is high 90s. His defense, I think, is sound as far as I know, and that throw looked impressive. So it's a matter of time. It's the if, not when for this kid.
All right. Strategy yesterday. And, old school in it, Steve. And you and I tend to be a little on the old school side. At least our birth certificates say that. But first and second, nobody out. Loriano's at the plate. I'm in the pool, full disclosure, with a beer in my hand. Bunt. You get to second and third. Maybe they walk a move, man. You never know how this inning could unfold. Tackle and run would have been brilliant. I guess that's part of the dinosaur way of thinking about baseball. Or was that an egregious mistake by Manzo and the strategist to not bunt, given the fact that the next three batters struck out and the guy on second didn't even touch third base?
Oh, I got to admit that I missed the pitch. He must have fouled off or something. I guess he botched one bunt attempt, and I was half paying attention or something. But, that was one of the failings in that game yesterday, the inability to advance runners because they had a bunch of runners, right? If they advance a couple and score a couple, maybe it's all different. And, I mean, it was such a letdown, Bob, when they won a game Friday night started by Max Fried when we all had that one in the L column, probably. They felt like they stole one, so now steal one more, and they couldn't do it. So disappointing.
Steve Molesky, Zach Eflin. I mean, let's go George Bamberger, Ray Miller, Harry the Cat Burkine, if you will. Why the struggles here post-IL stint, and in particular, giving up the long ball? He's been very giving of the souvenirs here.
He has. I'm not sure what it is exactly, whether the command is just off a little bit and pitches that normally would find a corner or finding the middle too much. But it's strange because the guy was just so great for the Orioles after the trade last year and started out, looked like it's going to be more of the same. And even when he came back off the injured list in May, his first one was pretty good, but most of the last few have not. So it was disappointing on that road trip to see the two guys we thought were the one and two pitch not so well, and other guys that we had some concerns about pitched well. So the Oriole rotation right now, Bob, has one quality start the last 11 games.
Steve Molesky talking Orioles with him, Birds and Rangers tonight, 6:35, Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Start of a three-game series. Yennier Cano, we were just talking about him, all-star 2 years ago. Had moments of brilliance, been relatively shaky, got demoted to the minors. What does he need to tweak, Steve, aside from getting opposing hitters out to get himself back in this Orioles bullpen? Because Brian Baker and now Blewett, it looks like, kind of taken over his role.
Well, I think he's still okay. If you go back over his last month or so, it's been mostly good. And I think he got his season on track. This, for me, Bob, was about having an optionable pitcher, which they have so few in the bullpen, that it didn't seem like that would be a guy you want to option, and I don't think they wanted to, but they needed a fresh arm, and it got that desperate where they had to do it. And so, barring an injury, he's down for a couple of weeks. Hey, down there, anyway.
Steve, is it time that Mayo, they do like they did with Holiday, and say, hey, you're going to play every day, whether it's a lefty or a righty?
Well, I think he's going to get a lot of run here, as they say, runway, whatever the term we're using now in sports. But to see, you know, all those right-handers they face, they sat him a couple times, and it's just a lot that a minor leaguer is in, even one who's got the resume he has, on a team trying to win. It's hard to get you in there. Even with Mountcastle's injury, it's been hard to get him in there because O'Hearn's playing so well, and that's his spot too. And I don't think they can just throw him out there every night right now, but maybe he can hit his way into that. He certainly looked better the last week or two. He's looked more comfortable. He's drilled a couple balls, and I think he's starting to, hopefully, knock on wood for him, turn a corner a little bit.
Steve Molesky, last thing for you. The Orioles have lost a half game in the wild card standing since Friday. They're now 6.5 back. We're coming up on the All-Star break, actually coming up on the midway point in games played in the regular season. We've talked about it when you've been in here, you've been on the air, that wild card hopes were kind of slim to begin with. You still seeing a pulse here. The injuries are mounting again. What are we looking at here for the Orioles in any sort of realistic postseason accomplishment?
Well, it's not very realistic, and it's a long shot right now. Right. We know that. But that's where, when you're 18 games under, There's no way it's going to be anything but that. So they buried themselves deep, and they've won, what is it now, 14 of 22, 17 of 27. So you just got to keep rolling off, Bob, those three-week intervals. And one bad interval in that stretch could do it. So let's see what they do to the break. Let's see what they do to the deadline. That's kind of decision time for the Orioles. You're in or you're out. Or maybe you're partially in and you sell. I've called it selectively sell rather than a sell off, because this is not a rebuild. They're not bottoming it out to build it back up. They're just not there. They got all these young kids, Gunner, Adley, Westberg, Grayson, under contract, team control for years. And so they're trying to win next year, not only this year. So whatever they do in terms of sell mode, if you sell something and then you just need to replace it for next year, I mean, you're right back there. You have the off season, of course. So I think it's really a challenging time for Oriole management, Bob, to play this out and play it right, to try to extract what they can of this year, which, again, we know the odds are long, and then try to hit the ground running next year.
As we talked about 2 weeks ago, Steve, stack and slices. Got them 20-game slices. They got to put them together. Steve Molesky, I will see you in studio next Monday. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Look forward to it.
There's Steve Molesky, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, reset for you. Got NFL lunch coming up top of the hour. Going to hear more from this Ravens defense, in particular the defensive backfield. Looks loaded. It's stacked. That means somebody who might be good enough to play in the NFL might not be able to do it for Baltimore. Got the American League East report coming up at 1:15. Then Sean Devaney, Heavy.com. Talk about the new kings of the NBA world, the big trade with Kevin Durant and Houston, and the NBA draft just 2 nights from tonight. But they haven't been to a Super Bowl yet. So this group, their focus is, and rightfully so, being prepared. Health is something that, sometimes is an unfortunate situation you can't control. But, all systems go for the Ravens being one of the best teams in the NFL. Super Bowl or bust. And I don't think that's any sort of crazy proclamation, because anything less than getting to the Super Bowl is going to be unacceptable, I would think, based on the talent on this roster here.
Oh, especially if they're healthy, Bob, forget about it. They're total. People are pissed off. If they're not getting in the Super Bowl, there'll be changes. I mean, that is a major. Even if they went 17-0 and lost in the first round, that's bad. That's terrible. So they've got to get – if they stay healthy – especially Lamar, and they're not in the Super Bowl, bad year.
Now we go back to what problems could arise, and we'll break it down, but we talk about position battles, Vinny, and let's look at the secondary. And we heard from Marlon Humphrey, we heard from Kyle Hamilton, and they just signed Jair Alexander. As you look at that depth chart, give us a couple of names of players who have helped in the past, and maybe we were anticipated to help this year, who might just get caught in a numbers crunch.
Yeah, I got one for you.
Training camp.
David Ajabo could be one. Or, I guess Ajabo or Isaac, are they kind of competing? Because, Bob, it's let's just go, for example, you keep 5 D linemen, all right? And then you keep 11 DBs. If you keep 11 DBs, then, you can't keep 10 linebackers. So, all right. So do you keep a Bo Brady? It could come down to if you're keeping a safety, especially if they go get a safety too, Bob, if they add a veteran safety, or then a pass rusher is definitely going to be in trouble, because then you're definitely keeping 11. But right now, I think you can easily keep 11 DB, because give me yay or nay, Bob, with these guys you want on your Wiggins, of course, Armour Davis, Hamilton, Sanusi Kane, Starks, Awuzie, Tampa. I got Bo Braid, Kone, Humphrey, and Jair Alexander.
Well, I think if Armour Davis, we look at his track record, something says that he will be taken off the field by some sort of injury.
because he's once training camp starts, I can already see it and only get in here for a second. Hey, Armour Davis looked great yesterday at a training camp. Mm-hmm. Then the next day, players I don't see practicing, Jalen Armour Davis usually shows up within a week or two of that. Now, if he stays healthy, there's this hidden gem that the Ravens thought they were getting when they picked him in the fourth round a few years back. But something tells me that availability, as usual, will be an issue for him. Now, yeah. Whether or not that cost him his roster spot, that remains to be seen.
Yeah, because right now, on paper, it's hard to do. But kind of like the point that you're making, Bob, on the last cut, because the last cut, what, the week before the season starts, we go from 90 to 53. So there is going to be some injuries at some of these positions. So, you know, that could help out. But if everybody stays healthy, if all these guys stay healthy, it's going to be interesting. And what they may end up doing is trading some guys just to get some draft picks. I don't see any way that Longerbeam can make this team, the draft pick, the corner. I don't see it. You know, I just think they've got too much depth there. And with linebackers, Bob, all right, let me give it to you. Roquan Smith, yes. Trenton Simpson, Hummel, Teddy Buchanan, Mike Green, Adisa Isaac, Kyle Van Noy, Tavius Robinson, and no way.
So no Ham, no Ajabo.
That's keeping nine. But I mean, if you're keeping 11 DBs, you can't, and you keep 11 linebackers, that's 22. And you keep five D linemen, that's 27. You know, then if you have 27 on defense, you know, you can have 23 offensive players.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, two quarterbacks, four running backs is six. Then you could only keep, and you got three tight ends. That's a given. Four, seven, nine. Then you could only keep eight D linemen, five receivers. You know, I mean, then you're kind of bare bones in it, really. I mean, could you get by with, you know, putting Wester on the practice squad? But if he's going to be your return guy, he's going to be up with the offensive line. You know, I mean, I could find a way where you could just keep eight, but, you know, we heard Childs Walker think that they'll, you know, they're going to want to keep, he's not going to want to cut all his three draft picks in the offensive line. So, I mean, if everybody stays healthy, they got dilemmas.
Nolan, what do you think of old Armour Davis here? And Awuzie is another guy with an injury history,
yes,
too.
He is. And he's a little longer. Alexander.
So what do you think here, man?
I just feel like he's not all the way on the outside looking in, but I feel like it's a real uphill battle for him to make it. I mean, because what stock can you put in him at all? And if it was just 1 year, okay, redshirt year, you move on. We get better from there. But it's been 3 years now, and there's been nothing to latch on to. So he's only getting older. They continue to make moves, both free agency and through the draft, to bolster the secondary. I mean, I don't know what other reaction you're supposed to have, but all their moves suggest that they're moving on.
Yeah, he and Pepe Williams came in at the same time, and we know that Pepe's fate in Baltimore was not long for the organization, but fair to say Armour Davis put up shut-up year, I would think.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is, you know, prior to...
Only 25, though, kind of.
Yeah, prior to Alexander, I mean, when they would go to nickel... And Humphrey went to the inside. Armour Davis was the starting corner, not TJ Tampa, Armour Davis was that guy. Armour Davis was working some, you know, at safety too. I think if Armour Davis is healthy, I think he's 100% on the team, and he's, you know, a big contributor on special teams too. Nolan, how many games did he play in last year? Do you
Armour Davis?
Yeah,
appeared in seven, started two.
Oh, he was only a.
For his career, he's only appeared in 19 games across 3 years.
He has got to stay. I mean, if he starts the year hurt, he's going to be in serious trouble. You know, then he may just get cut. If he's not ready to go to start the year. But the way he is moving around, and maybe with Chuck Pagano's kind of got him squared away out there, everything. He's moving around good, and he's been playing a lot with the ones.
Come back, break down this Ravens defensive depth chart a little bit more. You want to have some NFL lunch with us? Get in here at 410-583-1057. If you're on the phones, matter of fact, we'll get you when we come back. Got the American League East report at 115. Only one team in the division won the series over the weekend. Who was it? I'll tell you if you don't already know. And then Sean Devaney, boy, NBA, they're newsworthy. How about the Kings of the World were handed down last night or earned by the Oklahoma City Thunder. Indiana suffered a big injury that not only hurt them last night, that may affect their season to begin in 25-26, blockbuster trade and the draft. Sean Devaney, he's going to have his work cut out for him because we're going to put him to work at 1:30.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.